Welcome back to How to Retire. I am Scott Newhouse, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about should I DIY my retirement or should I hire a financial planner to help me? Before we get into it, we have to go to our quote for this episode, which is from one of my favorite people of all time. His name is Jim Rohn. I'm not sure how I would categorize him. I want to say he's a motivational speaker, a business speaker, but whenever I say motivational speaker, I start thinking about that Chris Farley skit from Saturday Night Live, which is just epic and hilarious. And Jim Rohn was not like Chris Farley. And so let's just go to his quote. And Jim says, "Time is more important than money. You can get more money, but you cannot get more time." This is such a key and crucial point to make when we're thinking about, do I want to do all of this stuff myself or do I want to hire someone else? Because I think it relates to our enjoyment of certain activities and our enjoyment of doing financial planning and retirement planning, or our lack thereof enjoyment of doing this type of activity. And so I'm going to talk more about that in a second. But let's talk about the truth about hiring an advisor, and especially someone that can help you with your retirement. The reality is that every single one of us needs some kind of a plan for our retirement. But the truth, which I hope more and more advisors will say this and say this willingly, the truth is not every single person needs a financial advisor. And honestly, I actually encourage certain folks not to work with me and not to work with anyone, not out of malice, not out of arrogance, not trying to be rude, but because I honestly, truly think that they would be better off doing this by themselves than they would working with someone else for a variety of reasons. Now, some of those reasons might include you just love personal finance. You get a kick out of this. You wake up every morning and you turn on CNBC. I have no idea why you would ever do that. I don't do that. I don't even watch it. I haven't watched it this year, and we're in August, and I haven't watched it once. I'm not going to, but you know, some people wake up, check their stocks, check the investments, turn on the TV, start reading the paper, seeing what Warren Buffett's doing with his investments. That's how they want to spend their time. Cool. That's fine. Maybe you shouldn't hire a financial planner to help you in that case. Some other reasons: you hate the idea of delegating. Some people just don't want to delegate certain responsibilities to other people. Finances, changing the oil, changing your tires, stuff around the house, whatever. You know, there's that old saying, if you want something done right, do it yourself. I don't know if that's necessarily true, especially when you look at the big picture surveys of what's going on in people's finances in our country. I think a lot of people really need some help, and so they could probably do a lot better if they had help. But some people, they really want to do all of this on their own. They can't stand the idea of delegating to someone, even someone they like. They could not stomach it. They would never want to do it. For those folks, I'm honestly saying to you, just don't even bother looking for an advisor. Another type of person who may not be suited to work with a financial advisor is someone who has a unique investment strategy. And, you know, it might be hard for a financial planner to kind of implement that strategy. And so I'm thinking more of like, you know, some people, and I've had these people reach out to me, "Scott, I'm worried about the US and the debt levels," which I've talked about. I'm worried about it too, but they say, "I don't want to invest in the US. I don't want to invest in, you know, China and Japan and other parts of Asia. Why don't we look at Sweden or Switzerland? They have good balance sheets over there. And why don't we just focus most of my money in those countries?" And I say, "Boy, I have absolutely no idea how to make sure that you have a diversified portfolio if we only have our money in Switzerland or Sweden." Like, that would not work for me, and I would never take that person on as a client. And that was a real conversation I had. Really nice guy, but I would not be doing what I think is in his best interest if I only had his investments in one specific country. Some people like the overwhelming majority of their money in single stocks. I've talked to other folks like that, and I say to them, "Boy, we just disagree on how you should be investing. Don't have any issues, you know, with you, but I don't know how I'm supposed to help you if you've got, you know, 50% plus of your money in these, you know, seven single stocks. I just can't relate to that. I would never take on a client with that kind of philosophy." So if your investment strategy is too unique, or, you know, you just feel like it wouldn't fit with what an advisor would recommend, you know, maybe you take on that responsibility yourself. Another reason why you should not hire someone is that you'd rather hire yourself as your own financial advisor than hiring someone else to be your financial advisor. And that kind of goes into the quote that Jim Rohn was saying before about time. How do you want to spend your time? Again, I've met and I know people who really enjoy being their own financial advisor. This is a fun hobby for them. If so, I really do not think you should even bother looking for a financial advisor. You should brush up your skills and make sure you know what you're doing so you don't make any mistakes. But if you really love it, I mean, just go for it. Again, unless you think you're going to make a big mistake, which then you just need education. But if your impulse and your desire is, I want to do all of this on my own, I'm actually encouraging you to go do that. I'm not trying to dissuade you and twist your arm and say, no, 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 you need to hire me or some other financial advisor. That's just not how I approach life. Now, let me give you some reasons why actual people have hired me in the past. One, they want a pro to put together a big picture plan, kind of like what we've done in this video series, but obviously specific to their unique circumstances. They do not want to keep up with changing tax laws, changing political laws, changing regulations, anything that affects our overall financial plan. They don't want to keep up with what our politicians are doing every 2 and every 4 years and how that's going to impact our big picture long-term financial plan. Because again, a lot of these strategies that we're doing are long-term. It's not just year to year, but it's 5 to 7 to 10 years down the road. That's when we have to, you know, take baby steps every single year to implement certain types of investment and tax planning strategies. Whew. Another reason why people have hired me is that they want to enjoy their retirement as much as possible. They want to delegate as much as possible. They do not want to be watching CNBC. They don't want to be opening up their investment statements every day to see what trades they need to place or what's changing or what they might need to do. They don't want to spend their time worrying about that at all. They want to delegate it to someone else who actually has a job right now because you're retired. They want to delegate it to someone who's working. And then, you know, help have that person help them get done what they need to get done, and they're not sweating it at all. Another reason why people have hired me in the past is they want to save time because they don't want to spend all the time it takes to research all these different strategies, regulations, etc. And they also want to help, make sure that they are not making any mistakes with what they need to do with their financial plan. And lastly, it should go without saying, but for a number of people, the cost of my services is worth the peace of mind that we're doing everything that we need to, that we're going to be okay. We're on a great track. We're going to make any tweaks and changes we need to along the way. But they've got a professional who's keeping up with it, who's going to make sure that we're going to do everything that we need to do. I don't know how to quantify that kind of peace of mind. There's all these different studies, and I've shared some of them with you about, you know, what's the value of a financial advisor, and those are hard to quantify. And we can do a good job of, you know, tax loss harvesting, good disciplined investing, tax planning strategies, estate planning could, you know, in the long run save you a lot of money. All of that we can try and quantify peace of mind. I have absolutely no idea how to quantify that. But for some people, they have said if this is worth it just for the peace of mind. Now, either choice can be a great choice. What's most important for me is that you have a fantastic retirement, that you do not run out of money in your 80s or 90s, that you're being smart with your taxes, that you've got a good estate plan that's going to make sure that you're happy and that your future, you know, beneficiaries know exactly what's going on, and that, you know, your wishes will be followed. Those are the things that are important to me. It's honestly not important to me whether you hire me, you hire someone else, you do all of this on your own. Truly does not matter to me. What I care about, the reason why I became a financial planner, is because I want to help people have, you know, a lot of financial confidence, a lot of financial clarity, and just live a good life, not worrying and stressing out about money. And so if you can do that on your own, and you want to do it on your own, I encourage you to do so. And if you think you might benefit from my services, I would love to speak with you if you're interested in that. And you can go to startmyretirement.us and you can book a time for us to chat there about my services and what it would look like with us working together. There are not going to be any gimmicks, no sales pitches, no sales pressure. None of that ridiculous stuff. I'm a nice, normal, friendly person. I just want to see if I can help you, if you're interested in my help. And so that is the second to last thing that I have. The last thing that I have on this video series is that if you enjoyed this course, please share it. There is going to be a dedicated page on my website where I'm going to put all of the videos together on forthrightfinances.com and then /how-to-retire. So if you enjoyed this video, if you know people in your life, similar age, thinking about retirement, and they're wondering, you know, what do I need to do? What do I need to be thinking about? I would be honored and privileged if you took that URL and you sent it along to your friends. So that is all I have for this course, at least for now. I've got some ideas about how to expand this in the future, but right now I really just want to say thank you so much for going through these 11 episodes. I hope this was informational, entertaining. I hope it's going to help you take the next steps in terms of what you need to do to have a fantastic, stress-free retirement. Thank you so much.